ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुसुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति शापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावद्भुतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीशाखान्वितं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनि नाम्नि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरदृश्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांच राधाकांच नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधावृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जय मुदीरये
ततो जय मुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर् भवति नष्टके
भक्तिर् भवति नष्टके
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24. Chapter is entitled The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, text number 15. Right? Yes. Atastam Rishi Mukhebhyo
Atastam Rishi Mukhebhyo
Jatha Silam Jatha Ruchi
Jatha Silam Jatha Ruchi
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
वित्रेस्निहि जसो भुवि
वित्रेस्निहि जसो
भुवि अतस्ताम ऋषि मुखेभ्यो
अतस्ताम ऋषि मुखेभ्यो
यथाशीलं यथारुचि
यथाशीलं यथारुचि
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
स्त्री नहि जसो भुवि
स्त्री नहि जसो भुवि
अतस्ताम ऋषि मुखेभ्यो
अतस्ताम ऋषि मुखेभ्यो
यथाशीलं यथारुचि
यथाशीलं यथारुचि
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
आत्मजा परिदेहि अद्य
वित्रे स्नेहि जसो भुवि
स्त्री नहि जसो भुवि
अतः
देयरफॉर
कम
यू
ऋषिमुखेभ्यः अंटू द फॉरमोस्ट सेजेस यथाशीलम् अकॉर्डिंग टू टेम्परामेंट यथारुचि अकॉर्डिंग टू टेस्ट आत्मजा योर डॉटर्स परिदेहि प्लीज गिव अवे अद्य टुडे विस्त्रीनिहि स्प्रेड जसः फेम भुवि ओवर द यूनिवर्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन देयरफॉर टुडे प्लीज गिव अवे योर डॉटर्स टू द फॉरमोस्ट ऑफ द सेजेस विथ ड्यू रिगार्ड for the girls' temperaments and likings, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. Please repeat. Therefore,
today please give away
your daughters to the foremost of the sages, with due regard,
for the girls' temperaments
and likings.
And thereby
spread your fame all over the universe. Purport. The nine principal rishis or sages are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Ulasta, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta and Atharva. All these rishis are most important, and Brahma desired that the nine daughters already born of Kardama Muni be handed over to them. Here two words are used very significantly, Jathashilam and Jatharuchi. The daughters should be handed over to the respective rishis, not blindly, but according to the combination of character and taste. That is the art of combining a man and woman. Man and woman should not be united simply on the consideration of sex life. There are many other considerations, especially character and taste. If the taste and character differ between the man and woman, their combination will be unhappy. Even about 40 years ago, in Indian marriages, the taste and character of the boy and girl were first of all matched, and then they were allowed to marry. This was done under the direction of the respective parents. The parents used to astrologically determine the character and tastes of the boy and girl, and when they corresponded, the match was selected. This girl and this boy are just suitable and they should be married. Other consideration was less important. The same system was also advised in the beginning of the creation by Brahma. Your daughter should be handed over to the rishis according to taste and character. According to astrological calculation, a person is classified according to whether he belongs to the godly or demoniac quality. In that way, the spouse was selected. A girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. A girl of demoniac quality should be handed over to a boy of demoniac quality. Then they will be happy. But if the girl is demoniac and the boy is godly, then the combination is incompatible. They cannot be happy in such a marriage. At the present moment, because boys and girls are not married according to quality and character, most marriages are unhappy and there is divorce. It is foretold in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, married life will be accepted on the consideration of sex only. And when the boy and girl are pleased in sex, they get married, and when there is deficiency in sex, they separate. That is not actual marriage, but a combination of men and women like cats and dogs. Therefore, the children produced in the modern age are not exactly human beings. Human beings must be twice born. A child is first born of a good father and mother, and then he is born again of the spiritual master and the Vedas. The first mother and father bring about his birth into the world. Then the spiritual master and the Vedas become his second father and mother. According to the Vedic system of marriage for producing children, every man and woman was enlightened in spiritual knowledge. And at the time of their combination to produce a child, everything was scrutinizingly and scientifically done. Mukam karati vachalam pangul lankhai jagirim jatki Padam Mande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Sri. So discussion of household life is continuing. So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is graphically presenting how the marriage should be conducted in human society. So I am a brahmachari, but Prabhupada is talking in the purport as a sannyasi, but you are all, most of you are grihasthas. So we'll discuss according to the principles and guidelines given by Shastra, sadhus, about this important subject matter. So Prabhupada is mentioning that marriage should be based on the match, not based on sex. The character is written jatha shilam jatha ruchi, according to the girl's temperaments and likings. And Prabhupada is giving the astrological term. There are some girls are having divine nature, and some boys are also having divine nature, and there can be boys and girls of demoniac nature. So if a divine girl is married to a demoniac boy, there will be problems. Prabhupada is mentioning, a girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. Then marriage will continue. So varnashram dharma is very scientific. So marriage is very important in varnashram dharma we are discussing yesterday, because the grihasthas play a very significant role in the society. They are the backbone of the society. Although according to varnashram dharma there are four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas, and ideally there should be 25% brahmachari, 25% grihastha, 25% vanaprastha and 25% sannyas. But in Kali Yuga, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas are thought impractical. Impractical, and I use the terms rare species of life in human society and also in ISKCON nowadays. But it's an ashram authorized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it can be practically done. But because of the influence of Kali Yuga, these other three ashrams are considered not practical. So Grihastha ashram is practical. Actually in Kali Yuga nothing is practical, because there is no varnashram dharma. Everybody is born sutra, kalo sutra sambhava. So every birth from the material parents is considered as sutra birth. Janmana jayate sutra. So the birth from the material parents is considered sudra, janmana jayate sudra. Samaskarat bhavet bija. When you do have samaskara ceremony, reformatory process through Vedic rituals, then you take second birth. It's called bija. Veda patar bhavet vipra brahma janati iti brahmana. So why we take birth twice? Again, because by getting birth from the spiritual master and the Vedas, who is our second father is the spiritual master, and who is the second mother, the Vedas. Then we take second birth, it's called Dija. Dija means second birth, second born. Then what do you do after that? After taking second birth? Veda Patha. But the purpose of human form of life is to study the Vedic knowledge. And that is called Vipra. Who is a Vipra? Who studies Vedas. And who is a Brahmana? Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Who understands Brahman? Rather, who understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is a Brahmana. This is the process. So what is the goal of human form of life? Is to raise from the platform of Sudra to the platform of a Brahmana. Upa said that I have established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to create some Brahmana in the society. Upa said that modern civilization has no Brahmana. Headless society. If the society is like a body and a Brahmana, the Brahmanas are like the head of the society. And if there is no head of the, in the body, so what will be the body? Headless body. So it's very ugly looking body. And it cannot function. If the brain is not there, so you cannot function. So therefore Brahmanas are very, very important. So coming to the point of practicality in Kali Yuga, people don't think brahmachari life, vanaprastha life, sannyas life are practical. But there is no grihastha life also. So grihastha life does not mean only relationship based on sex life, Prabhupada said in the purport. So we are discussing yesterday there are two types of grihasthas, rather two kinds of family life, grihastha and grihamedhi. Satavadini Rajendram Minansanti Sahasrasa Apashtatam Atmatattam Grihesu Grihamedhinam. Those who live in the house only, but where God is not the center of life, that life is Grihamedhi life. And they have thousands of topics to discuss. Satavadini Rajendram Minansanti Sahasrasa. Sahasrasa means thousands of topics to discuss. Other than the topic about the Supreme Personality of God. That topic is missing. And when that topic is missing, when Lord is missing in a house, and that house is known as, I was discussing yesterday, the house is known as Bhavan. So in Bhavan, Bha is Bhagavan. And if Bhagavan, Bha is not there in Bhavan, so if Bha is taken out, it's only Bhavan. And one means forest. And who stays in the forest? You told us yesterday that animals stay in the forest. The essence of this verse is, essence of this discussion is that if there is no God in our house, that house is a forest. And those who live in that house, they are sophisticated, polished, two-legged, four-person animals. Look like human beings, but they are not human beings. Because human life begins, or grihastha life, the center should be God. So I was hearing interesting discussion that UK government, I don't know Australian government or not, UK government has recognized 35 categories of family life. According to Bhagavatam, there are two categories. But UK government has recognized 35 categories. I don't know Australia how many. But UK government has recognized 35 authorized family life by which you can get social security or social benefits from the government. So one family life is that husband and wife, one man and one woman get married and they have their own children. That is called one category of family life. What is talked about in Srimad Bhagavatam or in the scriptures. But Kali Yuga has created a lot of other varieties. So I'll give some samples to understand the situation of the modern society. So now that boy is married to a girl. So girl has another marriage, and that girl comes with the second marriage. And the girl has the children also. So one category of family life. Then the girl is marrying to a boy. The boy had also another wife separated from her, and he has his own children. Another category. Then boy and girl both have had second marriage, have previous marriages, and they marry again and they have their own children from the previous marriage, another category. Then boy and girl, they have their previous marriage, they have their previous children, also they marry and have their own children also, another category. Then there is a concept of single parent. So you have marriage, then marriage is that marriage broke down, then you stay with your children. So now another concept came. The boy is marrying a boy, girl is marrying a girl. That is also happening. So boy is marrying another boy. And that one boy had adopted another child in the previous marriage with another boy. So they have come. So in that way, varieties of family life have been recognized in the modern society. So, it's very complicated. Why it has become like that? Because family life is based on sex desire. Prabhupada is telling that. But family life has huge responsibility. So what is the central focus of family life? The central focus of family life is to help each other to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of family life. The wife should help the husband, and husband should also help the wife, so that they can advance in Krishna consciousness together. That is the purpose of family life. And they should help each other to be free from the sex desire. The purpose of family life is not to increase the sex desire. The purpose of family life is to reduce the sex desire and ultimately be free from sex desire. Then you take vanaprastha out of life, then take sannyas. That is the purpose. So real purpose is to be free from these desires, material desires. That is the whole process of varnashram dharma. So how to do that? According to Bhagavad Gita, three principal duties the grihasthas have. First one is tapa, austerity, danam, charity, and yajna, sacrifice. These are the three primary activities, not only for grihasthas, any human being. So austerity is the foundation of human form of life. Tapa. So when Brahma was created by Garbhodakshaya Vishnu from his navel, Brahma was bewildered what to do. He was moving up and down in the stem of that lotus, transcendental lotus, coming out from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Then he was confused what to do, because only darkness was there. Then he heard, tapa, tapa, means do austerity. So what is the purpose of austerity? Purpose of austerity is to purify ourselves. Janmana jayate sudra. I was talking, as soon as we are born in this world, we have the desire to enjoy. So that desire has to be purified. And the purpose of austerity is to purify those desires. That is the purpose of austerity. So Brahma was directed by the Lord to do tapasya. And Brahma is the original living entity in the universe. And that is the principle of human society. Human society should be based on austerity. So then what kind of austerity you should do, being in Kali Yuga? Because we are in Kali Yuga, our austerity is also very simple. Very simple. But that is also very difficult to practice. What is the austerity for the Kali Yuga people? Prabhupada mentioned different things. Prabhupada said, for the ladies, if they cook in summer, in the kitchen, that is austerity. Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada gave two examples. Cooking in summer and taking cold bath in the winter. Two austerity. So getting up early in the morning is an austerity. Prabhupada said everybody should get up before 4 o'clock. Austerity. Right or wrong? Especially in winter. That is austerity. And Prabhupada said, take only Krishna Prasad. Nothing else. Austerity. So Prabhupada said, have sex only for getting children. Austerity. So Prabhupada has given so many simple things to practice in our life. And if we do that, then we become purified. So purpose of tapasya is to purify our existence. We should have austerity of the body, austerity of the mind, and austerity of the speech. Three kinds of austerity. When we engage our senses, when we engage our mind, and when we are engaging our speech or talk, words, in the service of the Lord, that is called austerity. Our senses are attracted to the sense objects. If we can withdraw the senses from the sense object and engage in the service of the Lord, that is austerity of the body. Mind is always contemplating on the sense object. Dhyayate visayan pungsa sangas te supajayate sangas sanjayate kamo kamat krate vijayate pradat bhavati sammoha sammoha chiti vibrahma chiti vangshat buddhi nasat pranasati. So if the mind is contemplating on the sense objects, end result will be doomed, will be destroyed. Means we'll go into the lower species of life. If mind is contemplating on the sense objects. And what happens if you contemplate on Krishna? Manmanabhava, Krishna has told that mind should be focused on remembering Him. Manmanabhava madbhakta madjajimam namaskuru. So what happens if you remember Krishna? Krishna has told, antakale cha mamevas paran mukta kalevaram japrayati sa madbhavam jatinastatra asangshaya. So if you can remember Krishna at the time of death, then we can go to His kingdom. That is the prediction, or that is the guarantee given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So remembering Krishna is the qualification to enter into the spiritual kingdom of the Supreme Personality of God. So what is the austerity of mind? Austerity of the mind is to think of Krishna. And Srila Rupa Goswami has said, what is the essence of all the rules and regulations? Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So how many of you are remembering Krishna all the time? All the moment. Every moment. Only Krishna in the mind. Very difficult. Sometimes is okay. Sometimes. So remembering, somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can I remember Krishna when we are sleeping? So Prabhupada said, at least try to practice to remember Krishna when you are awake. Then try the other part. But those who are pure devotees, they remember Krishna even they are sleeping also. Actually, pure devotee never sleeps. Prabhupada said that. A pure devotee never sleeps. Just like I was giving the example yesterday, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to sleep only 2.5 hours. He used to sleep at 7:30 in the evening, he used to get up 10 o'clock at night. So people will think he is something very... It's not ordinary. Actually, he is not ordinary. He is an extraordinary person. So pure devotee never sleeps. Arjuna was a pure devotee of Lord. So one person complained to Krishna, why you are so attached to Arjuna? Why you are so attached? Wherever there is Arjuna, you are there. Always there to protect him. What's going on? Something wrong looks like. So Krishna said, no, okay, I'll give you an answer. Practical answer I'll give you. So one day at night, he called that person. So please come with me. He said, where you have to go now at night? He said, okay, please come. So he took him into the room of Arjuna. So nobody was there, Arjuna was sleeping. And nobody was there in the room. And they are hearing, both of them, that name of Krishna, Govinda is coming. From where they don't understand. He could not understand. Where from this sound is coming? Krishna, Govinda. Then he asked Krishna, where from this sound is coming? Nobody is in the room. Arjuna is sleeping. Then Krishna told, You cannot understand where from this sound is coming. It is coming from the breathing of Arjuna. Even if he is sleeping, from his breathing the name of me is coming out. That is called pure devotee. For us, Arjuna is sleeping but still chanting the holy name. But for us, we are chanting but sleeping. That is our condition. During chanting, we sleep. And Arjuna, he chants when he sleeps. That is the journey. So where we are and where we have to go. So we all have to go to Goloka Vrindavan. We all have to go to the spiritual world. But for that, we have to remember Krishna. So what is austerity of the mind? Remembering Krishna. And words? Bhagavad Gita explains the austerity of the speech. Anudbega karam bakam, there is this verse. We should speak the truth. We should speak from the scriptures. We should not speak which will agitate the mind of others. It should be palatable. Palatable truth, if it is not palatable, should not be spoken, unless you are a spiritual master. So in that way, we have to control our speech. And how we can control our speech? When we can control our mind. Because whatever is in the mind is spoken out. And I was hearing the thought, whatever we are thinking, that is the beginning of our Krishna consciousness. What we think, that we speak. And what we speak, that we do. Action. And whatever we do, that creates the habit. And habit creates the culture. And culture is the foundation of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is the process to give love of God. So love of God, the journey begins with thought process. What we are thinking. So words, austerity of the words will be dependent on the austerity of the mind. So therefore, austerity of the mind is very, very important. We should always think good. And I was talking in the evening classes that there are five categories of people. The fifth grade people, or fifth grade man, they only see bad in others. They cannot see good. You may have millions of good, but if you have only one bad, you will see that bad only. Fifth category, lowest category of human being. And we have seen this kind of category of people in Mahaprabhu's pastimes also. So fourth category, they see both good and bad. But they tend to overlook the good and they focus on bad. Then third category of people, they see both good and bad equally. Then second category, they see both good and bad, but they tend to overlook the bad and only focus on good. And the top category, the highest category of people, they cannot see bad. They only see good. And that is the quality of Krishna. So Prabhupada has said, we cannot go up to that level. The Paramhamsas, the Nitya Siddhas, the pure devotees and Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can have only this quality, only seeing good in others. Prabhupada saw only good in others and engaged them in the service of the Lord. But at least we should come to the platform of second category, where we can see both good and bad, but we should focus on the good and try to overlook the bad in others. And when we have that kind of mind is very suitable to remember Krishna. That is the platform. That is the mental platform. Why we cannot remember Krishna? Because our mind is very critical by nature. Very critical. Why mind is very critical? Because we have the false ego that we are thinking we are good. Conditioned mind always thinks that I am good, others are bad. Always mind will justify that. Because our consciousness is external consciousness. Because we cannot see bad in ourselves. Because we are looking always external, no? Everybody is bad. But I am good because I am not seeing myself. But spiritual life means to see yourself. That is called spiritual life. Spiritual journey begins when we start seeing our own faults and see good in others. That is called spiritual life. But our journey is a little different journey. We always try to see bad in others and try to see good in ourselves. And when that kind of mind setup is there, it is very, very difficult to remember Krishna. So austerity of the mind is to always think good of others. Then we can think of Krishna. That is the practice. So other than austerity, that is the first is tapa. Then dhanam. Dhanam means charity. We are discussing yesterday, the charity is the dharma. Just like austerity is the dharma of brahmacharis, primary dharma. Charity is the primary dharma of grihasthas. Why? Because only grihasthas can give charity. Nobody else. Because the brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis, they are not supposed to earn any money. They are dependent on the charity of the grihasthas. So grihastha life does not mean only maintaining our own family members. That is not the purpose of family life. So family life has bigger responsibility. They are supposed to maintain the other spiritual orders of life also. So giving charity is very, very important. Why? Because we are very attached to money. And giving charity with out of the comfort level means giving something which you don't like to give, that pinches, no? So if you are earning $5,000 and if you give $50, nothing much happens in your mind. Okay, $50, no problem. But if you have to give $1,000 as charity, then it pinches you, right? $1,000, hard-earned money. But when you do that, then slowly, slowly you will become detached. In Satya Yuga, everybody lived on charity. Because most of them are 100% are Brahmanas. Brahmana, they live on charity. And they don't have bank account. What is the qualification of a Brahmana? Brahmana should not have bank account. Say they should depend on charity. Whatever they get, they live on that and balance they give in charity also. That is Brahminical life. In Kali Yuga, very difficult. Even the sannyasis, brahmacharis, they have bank account. What to talk about grihastha brahmanas. The brahmanas, they can be grihasthas also. So, the quality, primarily brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasis, they are primarily brahmanas. But grihasthas, they can be brahmana, they can be kshatriya, they can be vaishya and they can be sudras. But the brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasis, their primary role should be brahminical role. But in Kali Yuga everything is mixed up. Very difficult to find that kind of model. But coming to the point giving. So in Satya Yuga everybody used to give everything. 100% charity. But as time progressed further, the quality of life has diminished. So people devised a plan how to give charity. So they used to throw money in the sky and they used to draw a circle on the ground. Whatever falls inside the circle is for God and whatever falls outside of the circle is for me. So little enjoyment spirit has entered. So as time progresses further, the circle has become straight line. And people used to throw money and whatever falls on the right hand side is for God and whatever falls on the left hand side of the line is for me. But modern society nowadays is more advanced. They are very intelligent. What they do, they throw money in the sky and they ask God, whatever you catch is yours and whatever falls on the ground is for me. That's Kali Yuga people. They don't like to give because they are very attached to money, right? So this attachment is the cause of bondage. So therefore charity helps the grihasthas to be detached from that attachment. Anyway, money will not be there, no? When you die, we have not taken birth with the card, no? Credit card or debit card, whatever, MasterCard, many cards. Nowadays no checkbook. And the cards. You just touch it. So nobody wants any money, just touch it and money will go. So what a life we live in. But the principle remains the same. We are attached to money. Whether we like it or don't like to hear that, but we are attached. Primary attachment. So the charity, giving charity, helps us to be slowly, slowly detached from that money. So Prabhupada used to say, generally Rupa Goswami gave the, he set the standard of 50% charity. Giving 50% to the Lord. But in Kali Yuga, if you talk about 50%, they faint. Heart attack. 50%. So Prabhupada has set a standard of 10%. Please give 10% for this Krishna consciousness movement. 10% of your income. But the principle is that we should start at some point. So I was telling the story, and not one lady was very attached to money. And she doesn't want to give anything. Because she thought that we are working so hard and these sadhus, they don't do anything. They come to our house, take the money and enjoy life. In ISKCON, many people say like that also. That you people, what do? We earn money, take money and you enjoy. What do in your temple? Only eat and sleep. Nothing you do. And people don't have the tendency to give to the sadhus in Kali Yuga generally. So, but this lady was a very special lady. She thought, I will not give anything to any sadhu. So, but her husband was very charitable. But one day, her husband was not there in the house and one sadhu came to beg. It's a custom in India that the sadhus go house to house and beg. So that sadhu came to her house and that time husband was not there. Then that lady thought, 2 days is a good day to teach a lesson to this sadhu that he'll never beg anymore in his life. So Indian traditional cooking system, kitchen is there. So after the cooking, there's some ash in the kitchen. So that lady brought some ash and gave it to that sadhu. Give some charity. Charity of ash. So, thinking that the sadhu will be very upset and he will not come anymore. But the sadhu, when he got that ash from that lady, he gave a very big smile. He said, thank you very much. I will come again tomorrow. Then lady thought, my formula never worked. He said, why you are so happy with that? The sadhu said, I am very happy. At least you started giving something from today. So today you are giving me ash and tomorrow definitely you will give me cash. So start somewhere. We have to start giving. Give something. Because human life is meant to give. Love means giving. We are talking about love, 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 no? So love means giving. So charity creates that mood of giving. And that helps us to be detached from money. So charity is one of the principal dharma of grihasthas. Then jagya, sacrifice. So jagya in Kali Yuga, the main jagya is Sankirtan jagya. And in every house there should be the chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada emphasized so much. He said all the family members should gather together and do kirtan in the house. Because kirtan makes everything auspicious in Kali Yuga. Harinam Sankirtan. So it is the duty of all the family members, including children, they should gather together in the morning and the evening. And they should chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the sacrifice. And charity, I was not completing the discussion, charity does not mean only charity of money. The greatest charity is the charity of Krishna consciousness. So it is also the duty of a grihastha to preach Krishna consciousness. If you are not preaching Krishna consciousness, then it is very, very difficult to advance in spiritual life. Because Gauriya Vaishnavas, their primary duty is to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So grihastha life is very, very important to spread Krishna consciousness. When Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Kurma Brahman in South India, so Kurma Brahman wanted to leave the house and wanted to travel with Mahaprabhu, thought Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. But Mahaprabhu was very unhappy hearing this proposal. He said, you don't have to leave the house. Rather, I will stay in your house all the time if you do two things. If you chant the holy name of the Lord, and if you have programs calling all your neighbors and relatives and friends, and you preach the glories of the holy name. If you do these two things, you chant and help others to chant the holy name of the Lord, then I will be eternally residing in your house. And that is the benediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is very, very important for the grihasthas to spread the message of Krishna consciousness. It's not the job of only brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasthas. Equally important for the grihasthas. Rather, grihasthas can do much better preaching than the sannyasis and brahmacharis. Because they are in the society, it is easy for people to relate to them. Because for the brahmacharis, sannyasis, they are very unsocial species, right? And the society people cannot relate, and they become scared also. If I have to become devotee, I have to become like them. My God, very difficult. So grihasthas, they are very, very instrumental. And Prabhupada used to say, what my Guru Maharaj Sannyasi disciple could not do, my grihastha disciple could do it. And many success of ISKCON is happening and will happen by the endeavors, sincere dedicated service of the grihasthas. So preaching Krishna consciousness is very, very important for the grihasthas. So in this way, if we can mold our life, that tapa, austerity, danam and yajna, if you are involved in these three things, then even if we are in stay in family life, we will not be attached by that, and we will advance in Krishna consciousness and attend the lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question or comment? Very good. Things are very clear. Any question? Yes, Madhaji.
We said how scary it is for us generally to give 50% of income to Krishna service, but Srila Prabhupada it's 10%.
That's what I heard, yes, 10%. Something. 10%. Any other question? We don't mind 50%, but minimum 10%. ISKCON will be happy, 50%, okay, come on. Yes.
How can I understand it that as austerity of the speech, you should even not speak the truth, but it's not palatable?
Yeah, you can, Prabhupada is writing in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, unpalatable truth can be spoken by the gurus and the teachers and the parents. That can be spoken, but not by everybody. If you are in the position of a guru, if you are in the position of a parent, and if you are in the position of a teacher, then you can speak unpalatable truth. Others should not avoid, because that breaks the relationship. You should know how to tell the truth in a palatable way. That is art of speaking. Okay? But we become very enthusiastic. Prabhupada said that, Prabhupada said that, and Prabhupada could say so many things. He was the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Prabhupada used to say, old man can say anything. I have that advantage, but you don't have that advantage. A child and old man can say anything, right? People don't take it so offensively. And that is the proof. One of our sannyasis in ISKCON spoke something against a prominent spiritual leader in Bengal, and he was public. He has to make public apology. So you have to be very, very careful. And what is the need to speak, criticizing others? We should speak the truth in a nice way. What is truth? Speak that. Why to criticize, comparing others? What is the need of that? Right? So we should be careful. Our duty is to bring people closer to Krishna consciousness. If by speech helps that, to do that, that's good. But if my speaking makes people away from Krishna consciousness, then what is the use of that speech, even if it is true? Is helpful? Not helpful. Only mind can be satisfied. Oh, I spoke the truth. But did that truth help that person to whom it was spoken? It should help him to bring him closer to Krishna. That is the purpose of speech. Okay?
But at the same time, what you have said is correct. We have to help them to bring closer to Krishna. But if the person's mentality is not right to take that advice or instruction, then how do you...
Then we should avoid that. Madhyamadhikari avoids the envious people. We should preach to those who are innocent and willing to accept. There are thousands of people like that.
But in a situation where there are junior devotees and senior devotees, like if a junior devotee is not doing the right thing, the senior devotee is telling if that he should...
Yeah, senior devotees in the position of a guru. So they can speak. Yes.
But junior devotee should be able to take that thing rather than thinking, oh, who is she?
Yeah, if you don't have authority, don't speak.
No,
the spiritual authority has to be voluntary. I cannot impose my spiritual authority on someone.
Yeah, that is there, but something good a senior devotee
says. That may be good for you, but they are not talking to you nicely. Why to speak, waste our time? If my speech is not accepted by some juniors, then why to talk?
But if we don't teach, then how will the...
So you are not the teacher for him, because there will be somebody else who can be the teacher. You cannot become imposed teacher on him.
No.
Spiritual knowledge should be given to those who are willing to hear.
Yeah.
If they are not willing to hear, then why you should tell them? Just like a guru also does not speak.
Yes,
unless disciple accept him as guru. Arjuna was speaking. Krishna didn't speak. When Krishna started speaking? When Arjuna accepted him as guru. And when he surrendered to him as disciple, then Krishna started speaking. So acceptability has to be there, no? Otherwise, what is the point of talking?
Yeah, that is what I'm
saying. Acceptability.
That's why the principle of making friendship first is so important.
Yes. And someone is asking, what is the fundamental principle of preaching? People don't like to be preached nowadays, modern society. Preaching means just like we are bigger, we are higher, you are lower.
Yep.
So I am just doing some favor to you. It's not like that. Krishna consciousness should be given the platform. They should develop love and trust in us. They should know and they should accept that we are their evolution. If we talk on that platform, then that is the best platform of preaching. Philosophy does not change the mind of the people. That philosophy will work when that platform of trust and love is there. We should not think Prabhupada made so many devotees in the Western world by his speech. So 70% of preaching is relationship, taking care of people. So Prabhupada did that. They heard from Prabhupada because they love Prabhupada. And Prabhupada spent so much time, energy, to develop that love. He cooked for them, sir. He cooked for them. He did so many things for them. That's why they had a devil of faith in Prabhupada. So it's not giving knowledge, but we love to give only knowledge, nothing else. That's why you are failure. Krishna consciousness is not a process only giving knowledge. It's a whole package. Giving knowledge is very easy. Right? But transforming heart is difficult. Any other question? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Krishna.